Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of this podcast, Freelance Hustle with Vasily. And guys, today I'm actually excited as well because I want to continue the topic about Instagram. And you know, lately and always, I would say people asking me about, you know, how they can achieve those kind of results, how they can achieve 10,000 followers, how they can achieve 20,000 followers. You know, it's, and recently actually today, at the time of recording this episode, today I had a call in the morning with one of my clients, and you know, they're in the travel niche, right? So it's kind of like a travel platform where you can book, let's say you can become a member and you can get like different deals with different destinations, resorts and things like that. And they have an Instagram account with travel pictures, right? And and you know, their goal of course is to reach like 10,000 followers. They are at around 1,000 follower mark, and then they want to reach like 50,000 followers. And you know, one of the founders was asking me like, okay, how we can achieve that, how is it possible, because we need to have a lot of followers. And you know, I try to, because right now, as you know, like the trend is, it's like much harder to grow your follower base on Instagram right now than it was, let's say, a year ago, 2 years ago, even maybe 3 months ago. It was much easier because you could just simply use following, liking, unfollowing, and automate it, and then just gonna grow pretty fast, I would say. Now it's not gonna work that way. So, you know, with that, I would say that the goal right now is not really to grow to like 10,000 followers, 20,000 followers. The goal is to build a community. And you probably heard a lot from, if you've been following Pat Flynn, he has his book called Superfans, and I actually encourage you to read it. So just Google Pat Flynn Superfans. This book is pretty interesting because it reveals this concept. I haven't read it yet, but I went over it. I listened to Pat a lot, and you know, this is the same concept what he's telling in his book applies right now to Instagram, where it's not about growing your follower base. It's more about building those loyal audience. So I'm sure with your Instagram right now, you have those loyal audience, right? Where maybe it's, I don't know, 10 people or 20 people or more who are always like watching your stories, always commenting you, right? It's maybe your friends, maybe it's your family members, maybe it's really like close clients who are always following you. So those people are always at the top. Once you look at the stories, the people who watch your story, you'll see them always at the top. And this is the concept why they're at the top. They're watching your content every day. They're always engaging. They're engaging why? Because they know you personally, because they know you do a good job, because they want to follow your journey, right? So this is the concept. They are very loyal to you. So now our goal, if you're just getting started or if you have like a small follower base, the goal is to build that loyal audience, build those super fans. And it's all starting with interacting with them, engaging with them, right? So, you know, people won't come at you, will be like, oh, like you're amazing, I'm gonna follow you, like I'm gonna just watch all your content, buy your products. It's not gonna work that way unless you're extremely famous, you know, like Gary Vee. Like people love Gary Vee because like obviously he has the message, he has the things he's doing, and people love him, so he has a lot of attention coming to him. But if you're not like Gary Vee, people won't be like that about you. They won't be crazy like that. So what do you need to do? You need to do the first step. You have to do the first step. You have to find the ways to serve your audience in the way that they will be saying like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, like this is unbelievable, like I want to be, you know, following you more, getting more of your content. So you need to structure it that way. And you know, for my experience, because I think it's important as well to relate in this podcast to my journey, because I'm listening every day to the podcast, I'm testing a bunch of things, I'm working with clients, we currently have over 500 clients, there is a bunch of things going on every day, which, you know, I'm also excited to share because this might be valuable to you. And what I see that on my Instagram, I started to focus on, you know, building those loyal audience. I started to provide kind of more stories which people will find useful. And I understand that it's not about just showing your achievements or showing, you know, if you travel there, Berlin, I don't know, New York, Miami. It's not about this. It's more about something useful, something valuable. The story might not be like, the content might not be like amazing in terms of like the picture or view, but it's something that your audience will take and apply into their life, apply into their business. So this could be, let's say, a tool which you found out, which let's say makes your productivity much better. You're more productive. You can share about this tool. Some people are gonna find it extremely useful. Sometimes I'm sharing stories saying like, okay, like this is what my experience was. We got this project. We were not clear on the deadlines. That's why it pushed back. But then we figure out that we need to be strict on the deadlines, and then everything worked out. And then I see someone says, "Oh my God, like this has actually happened to me as well." That way, you start to interact. You start to like respond back, you know, engage back. And eventually you start this communication with the person, and the person's gonna follow you even more. It's gonna look at your content even more. So please understand that we need to do those kind of things. We need to do those interactions first. Like, it's not gonna come at us always, or it's gonna come at us pretty slow. So we need to be quick, you know, we need to be responsive. So even though, for example, let's say someone wrote you back, record a voice message. Don't send the text message, record a voice message, because what I feel right now, voice messages becoming more powerful. They were always are powerful, but especially on Instagram, because a lot of activities are automated right now. So people even not sure if you replied or the bot replied for you. So record the voice messages, mention the person names, try to be more personalized, and that way you're gonna have a really good follower base, loyal base, and eventually your account is gonna grow bigger. So in terms of the super fans, in terms of the client I have, and when I had a call with him, you know, I told him that, okay, you guys are in the travel niche. Travel niche is extremely competitive. There's a lot of different accounts sharing amazing content, sharing amazing pictures and stuff. And in order to like stand out from competition, they need to do something different. And I told them they need to work on the experience, you know, bringing on the experience. So let's say they're in travel niche, right? So what they can do, obviously they share a lot of content which hotels provide them, resorts provide them, but those content is kind of like, you know, it's too just perfect. I mean, it's, you know, those kind of content where you take from the photo stock and everything looks amazing and it's edited well and everything is perfect. And it's just too perfect. It shouldn't be like that. On Instagram, what works is more of a live content. If you take picture, you know, with, I don't know, with your phone, with iPhone, right? It still will be really good, but it creates that live look, you know, live kind of like interaction in the picture. So this is the idea. And also the idea also we came up with, why don't they just approach some people, because they have different destinations, right? So let's say like Maldives, they have like Dominican Republic, they have, let's say, like Spain, right? Why don't they approach travelers like digital nomads, travel bloggers who are there in those current cities, and they do a campaign where those bloggers take over their Instagram, and they're like, okay, for example, there is, let's say, Amy, for example, Amy, she is currently in a Dominican Republic, right? And Amy has a really good following on her Instagram. So they decide to do a campaign with Amy, and Amy will be like, "Hey guys, like I'm Amy. I'm gonna take you on my journey today. I'm gonna showcase you this, 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 that." And they do this for next 3 days, let's say. Then they switch to another person location. They do another thing, and that way it becomes more interesting, because guys, it's interesting to watch, to follow that, because obviously we want to travel, we want to explore different country cities, but we can't because the time, because the money, like we can't do it all the time. So it's interesting to follow people's journey where in different cities they showcase something useful, something valuable, and that way they will keep account more interactive and more stand out from competition. Another way I said to them, do more like live content. Like, there is a photo stock which actually really good. It's called 20. So you write 20 as a word and then 20 as the number. So 2020.com. And they have a bunch of photos which were created by like photographers, content creators, and then just posted on the photo stock. you can find this content, you can post this content, it's going to look more interactive, you know. At the end of the day, it's not about posting once a day, twice a day, three times a day. It's more about posting something valuable. For example, if you go to my Instagram, Vasily17, you will see that some of my posts, right, like the work we have been done, sometimes I got published in one of the books I wrote about that, and I see that people discover my page and they go to my older posts and they interact in my older posts because they see the message, they see, you know, I wrote some sort of a story, and they interact, and then they see, okay, this is actually pretty useful information, so I'm gonna follow that person. You know, it's more of a long-term game. If you think about YouTube, right? You're posting all those videos and no one watches them, right? And you're like frustrated because you're not getting views. But then suddenly, let's say after 3-4 months, you're getting those notifications saying, oh my God, this is really good. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing this advice. Because you're building a long-term game. And that is the key. This is the key. The same with Instagram. Whatever you share, all your content, you're building a long-term game as well. And then in the long term, you're going to convert more loyal followers. So guys, keep in mind about that. This is important. And the more we're going to go into Instagram, the harder it's going to get to build our follower base, because it's not just about beautiful pictures right now. It's not about those, you know, like fancy stuff, because there's just too much of them. It's more about the message. It's more about the story. Even the raw content works better right now than having like amazingly photoshopped picture, right? So we need those kind of stuff. And when you're growing your account, if you're just getting started, like, don't panic too much about, oh, I'm not getting any followers. Focus on your message. Focus on your profile. Optimize your profile. Make it stand out. Think about your target audience, who you're going to approach. Because now, as you know, on YouTube, you got to be really niche towards your audience. You have to understand your niche and provide value. Same here. Understand your niche. Approach those. If I'm in the freelancing niche, so what I should do? I should try to approach, like, if I want to get more freelancers to follow me and get my feedback and tips and stuff, I should dig into the freelancing hashtag. Let's say digital nomad hashtags. Digital nomad hashtags are actually really, really good. You'll find a lot of good profiles, and you'll find under those profiles a lot of good audience as well, because they have a high follower number and they have a really big engagement. So it's good to interact with those. So find those hashtags which are just, you know, straight to your business and straight to your niche, and go ahead and just engage with these people every single day. Instead of just scrolling your Instagram when you're, you know, just, I don't know, hanging out or just, you know, have free time. Instead of looking, do it. Do actions. Do actions on Instagram. Comment, like, you know, go to your target audience, because that way you're gonna become much more productive. At the end of the day, there are people who are constantly watching content and stories and just etc. And there are people who are constantly engaging. And I want you to be that. I want you to be engaging, because that way you're gonna get the most out of Instagram. So yeah, guys, let me know if you have any questions. Let me know your opinion as well. You can just message me on Instagram. You can, if you listen to this episode, feel free to screenshot it on your iPhone, Android, or other smartphones and share it on your story. And I'll be happy to reshare it as well, so we can get more traction and we can discuss about that. So guys, thanks for staying. I'm currently recording this episode in the car. I feel like it's also valuable because, you know, we just... because I have this kind of like not a problem, but a lot of things going on, and you just can't dedicate the time. So once I feel like I have something to say, I decided to, okay, I'm just going to record it with a microphone, with my iPhone, and post it as an episode. And then if I can do better and better, I can put myself more on a schedule and do this more often and more consistent and with a certain schedule. So guys, thanks so much again. Take care. Hope you're doing well, enjoying your day, night, or early morning, or if you're working out maybe right now. That's what I actually do. I work out and I listen to a lot of podcasts. So that's good. Guys, take care. Thanks so much, and hope to see you in the next episode.